Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 15th of December 2016, and this is the 493rd Mole Out Loud podcast. I've just brought the washing in. It's been a beautiful day with just a small wind and absolutely perfect for drying clothes and sheets. And so tonight I'm going to have sun-dried sheets and pyjamas. So I'm really looking forward to that. I just need to remember to make my bed before I go to bed, which is always a bit of a trial, finding that you've got an unmade bed. But it's lovely. I was just kind of gathering them in and sniffing them as I came inside. And although I haven't been outside very much, I can't see the reflection of the wind in my screen. And it just feels so calm, and people around the place are calmer as well. So it's been a very, very lovely day, and not that hot either. I think it's been about 20 degrees, and it's going down to 8 tonight, which is quite cool, really. So, I love it when it's like this. I really love it. Need to make the most of it. To strengthen my resolve when it's not like this, to remember the days that are very, very beautiful. I've been writing today, just little bits. I was participating in Michael Knobbs's 20 minutes a day course, but because the final week of the course was during my sabbatical, I didn't do the course that week, and it's meant that I've got another week's worth of 20-minute videos to play, and so I've been working alongside people doing the course last week, and it's been a really lovely way of getting back into writing. And I think just doing it in 20-minute snatches at the moment suits me very well. I'll wait and see how far that gets me through Mole, but it's certainly given me a really good start. And apart from that, I've been doing very little. I think I'm really enjoying the calm before the storm, and maybe there won't be a storm. Maybe it's just a calm after the storm, in fact, is probably what it is. Just very gently doing things, and maybe after lunch today and yesterday, I spent some time in the garden cutting back all this incredible growth that we've had. And we have a green waste day. We have a green waste bin. My neighbour and I have a green waste bin between us, and they collect green waste every 2 weeks. So we have it turn and turn about. So once a month, I'm able to get rid of quite a lot of greenery. And so it's a bit of a spur to get something cut. And I also really felt I wanted to be outside, so it was a good thing to be doing. And apart from that, it's been so light, I have been finding it very, very difficult to go to bed or to go to sleep. And my neighbour lent me a Michael Innes book, which I've been reading with great enjoyment, and rather too late into the night, well after it's got dark. The excuse initially was that I would read until it got dark, but I became so gripped. It's a very John Buchany kind of a book, Michael Innes's The Vanguard, I think. It's very much the 39 Steps revisited, with chases over the moors and spies in strange places, and it's just a bit of a romp and written in a very old-fashioned sort of style, which I find very comforting somehow. Maybe it's because it's the kind of language my grandparents, well, they didn't speak like that, actually, but it just feels of that vintage and safe because it's so long ago in this rather unsafe feeling world. I do hope that you've had a good day today, if you've already had your day, that you've been able to get into your whatever creative project you're doing, if that is what you're doing, that if you can't get straight into it, then dipping a toe and just doing that 20 minutes is a very, very good way to start. And I'd hope the same for you if you haven't had your day yet. If your day is coming up, may it be a wonderful day for you. And I hope you find lots and lots of inspiration. I'm not going to be here tomorrow because it's a Murmurs of Mole Day again. So I'm going to just thank you very, very much for listening to me, for coming back to me, if you've come back to me after my break. It's really lovely, been lovely talking to you again this week. And I really look forward to talking to you again on Saturday.